First of all, being from the this side of the country originally, Northern California, I know a lot about it. Coach Tedford is one of my mentors, who's obviously had been here before, had a lot of success here. Growing up in this side of the country, you know a lot about Oregon. There's no barriers to success here. And then having a relationship with Coach Taggart over the last couple of years, coming from the NFL, was something we kept an ongoing relationship with. And in our business, it's a small circle. When you find really, really good people that you want to work with, you stay in contact, and it worked out.
What was your first response when he called you and offered you the job?
My first response was, I got to call you back. I got to buckle my seatbelt. I'm actually taking off right now. And I'll call you back when I land. And so, it was flattering, first of all. It was surprising. We had a couple of things that were going on, but outside of getting back to this side of the coast where my family's from and coming to a place as special as this place with him, it was flattering. We were fired up. Couldn't be more fired up.
How much overlap did you have when he was at USF and you were at the Bucs?
We met there in Tampa, we met when I was going between another job and just in passing, and good relationships. We had a couple other people that worked throughout USF and that worked on the staff, and so there was some good overlap as far as just getting to know each other.
It's only been a week, but quick evaluations of quarterbacks so far. What are your first takeaways after?
4 days in, they're doing a great job of studying and learning the system. It's all brand new. And coming out every day and trying to be really what we call 1-0, just for the day, not worried about anything else. Getting a little bit better every day, attention to detail, a lot of things we do, playing fast and having great body language, attitude, making no excuses and just learning,
How are you handling the snaps in terms of distributing them to the various quarterbacks during spring here?
Yeah, right now everybody's getting snaps. We're going to evaluate everybody, And there's a chance for all those guys. When we've got a number of snaps, we break them up by number count and make sure that they're all getting a varied amount of snaps. And it'll begin to, it's a moving depth chart, and it fluctuates depending on what we're in. In certain team periods, we don't really script the reps either. We just go, and so we let drives go too. I like seeing guys go through drives, go through ups and downs, and ebbs and flows of a drive. And so we're doing well with that.
Are you seeing in Justin in person what last coaching staff saw last year and what you saw maybe of him on film? He looked like he was on film last year?
Yeah, I can't speak for the last coaching staff. What I do know is what I saw on film coming in was a young man with great poise, some really good traits and intangibles, his demeanor. In my opinion, and the games that I got a chance to watch had to do with critical situations. I cut up every third down, every fourth quarter, every game where you're in the game and you're behind. A lot of the situations that make a quarterback really special, and I'm beginning to see more and more of what I thought I saw. Great guy who wants to work, and really excited about the opportunity to continue to grow.
What's the relationship in mind between you and Coach Cristobal, co-offensive coordinator?
Really good, really good. I mean, he's awesome, man. We couldn't be any closer at this point. I mean, we ride together to work and almost every day, and it's been really special,
What's the biggest part of making that relationship work on the field with the players?
Well, I think just like anything else, I mean, football's not hard. People are. People are complicated. Getting to know each other and working together, that's a huge component of us gelling and kind of teaching to them what we're preaching to them. Get together, know each other, stay together, and we gotta be models of that as well. They can see us really working. They know we don't know each other. It's been good. It's been good back and forth between players and coaches and the relationship we're building.
Have you worked on a co-coordinator situation before?
Yeah, I have a couple times. This is no different than many of those.
How do you think it's going to work game day with two offense coordinators and then the head coach probably calling most of the plays, if not all of them? Have you been in a situation like that before? We basically have three minds all thinking.
Yeah, after 16 years of this, you've been through everything almost. Right. That won't have any impact on our success. We'll get it done. The attitudes and personalities we've got. Coach Taggart's done a great job. He knew what he was doing. And don't matter who calls the plays.
What is your early evaluation of true freshman Braxton Burmeister?
Braxton been a student of the game already. He's getting here early. Bright young guy. Good body language. Real good look in his eye. Comes out to work. Not getting all the reps that a guy who's played a ton of ball, who has, and I've been in that situation. I was a true freshman when I played, so I can relate to both these guys if they've coming in and have played as true freshmen. You want to be hungry, and I can see that. So I'm excited about his eagerness to get out there.
You said Nelson, the guy that you've seen obviously on film, and Oregon's used him in different ways. What kind of ways do you think you guys can use him, or do you want to use him?
Charles' versatility is huge. It's huge in tempo too, because you don't have to sub.
Yeah.
So I've really been excited about the Charles' ability to do different things.
Tiger said receiver depth is an issue in his mind. How do you see it right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's really it's a numbers game. You know, it's when you play fast, you got to be able to roll guys in and out. And I think they're learning. That depth will come. We've got to build it, and we've got to recruit it, and it's got to kind of generate itself and guys get in shape. But that's all part of the process.
You said positive things to say about Malik and McNeil. Your impressions of those two guys?
Yeah, really good. Bringing Malik over from defense and kind of switching him over is kind of what we got to do evaluation-wise as coaches, as five guys within the program that may be in a position where you've got to say, okay, you know, what we call a two for 22 guy. You know, how many different positions out of 22 positions on the field, 11 on one side, 11 on the other, can he play? You know, and he at least got a skill set that was from high school. We saw, let's see what it looks like. And it's transferred over pretty well. And McNeil, same thing. You know, those guys are doing an awesome job of coming in and kind of being versatile.
Tiger talked about building the foundation, not throwing too much at this team. What's the foundation for you for quarterbacks? What are you, a few things you really want to hammer in that make sure that they're good at in the spring?
You know, the keys to victory are the biggest things that these guys understand at that position. You know, obviously playing catch, not turning the ball over, understanding critical situations, managing the offense, reducing mental errors. You know, it's our job to put them in position to do that, and they've got to recognize what those key values are to win games. Those things are time-tested and infallible. Those win games. None of the other stuff does. It doesn't matter about stats. It's making sure we make good decisions, taking care of the football, understanding critical situations, winning in the fourth quarter, making no mental errors. Those are the things I want to hear those guys regurgitating over and over, you know.